Around state capitals and in the halls of Congress, there's been a lot of discussion about education, and much of it centers on accountability. The idea of accountability isn't new for teachers or public schools. Teachers live and breathe accountability. It's part of our job, and we embrace it. I taught fourth grade for 34 years, so here's how I see it. Accountability starts first with students. When a teacher stands in front of a class, you need to know your material, how to present it, and how to manage 20 to 30 youngsters sitting at their desks, waiting. Children, in my case 10-year-olds, have a way of holding you accountable. The next line of teacher accountability is to parents, and that's not just during parent-teacher conferences. Parents at all times of the year let teachers know how they feel about their child's progress. They often react to their child's, sometimes quite imaginative, response to the question, "What did you learn in school today?" This line of communications, this partnership between parents and teachers is essential, and teachers value this accountability. Teachers are also accountable to their colleagues. Perhaps more than most work sites, schools are communities, and like all good communities, everybody needs to work together. Every teacher wants to lead the rest of the school. To this list, add administrators. Formal and comprehensive systems for evaluating and improving the skills of teachers are in place in most districts. When appropriate, this information is shared with superintendents and school boards. An effective evaluation system is tried and true accountability. And then there are the tests. Under No Child Left Behind, teachers give required tests in math and English to students in grades 3 through 8. States also require tests in other subjects, including science and social studies. In high schools, students must pass rigorous exams if they want to walk across the stage and pick up their diplomas. Test results for every school district are released to the public. Districts mail comprehensive school report cards home to parents, and newspapers publish test results and compare schools and districts. While there is little evidence to demonstrate that student tests are an effective means of evaluating individual teachers, and much to suggest they aren't, there is little doubt that the use and misuse of student test scores have made districts, schools, and teachers more accountable. With all of this accountability, there are still cries for more. Well, more accountability is a fair trade for much greater investments in our schools. That's especially true if the investment goes toward programs that research has proven are effective, programs such as smaller class size and early childhood education. Investing our tax dollars in effective education programs backed by research is probably the best kind of accountability. As a teacher for 34 years, I welcome a thoughtful discussion about accountability. Yet I can't help noting that something is missing from the conversation, something that teachers instinctively know about student performance. I look back on my years of teaching and fondly remember students who performed well in my class because of the efforts of last year's teacher, and still other students who I know I was successful with, but who didn't test well until the next year, or maybe several years later. Teachers know this because students fondly return to reminisce, or because teachers find themselves always asking about former students, such as Aubrey, who works for Head Start, or Otis, a student at Hofstra and currently doing his student teaching, or Kelly, a nurse at a rehabilitation center, or Margarita, who returned to Costa Rica to teach and raise her family. A system that only counts test scores would be doing a disservice to students like these and the teachers who toil on their behalf every day. Accountability is an essential part of our education system. Teachers and their unions want to work with governors and lawmakers to make further improvements in accountability measures. But teachers and taxpayers must have confidence that any accountability system is fair, transparent, reliable, and accurate. Hard data has its place, but as any teacher will tell you, teaching is also an art. There's a great deal about effective teaching and effective teachers that can't be measured by a test alone. Perhaps it's time someone asked a teacher.